Hello and welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the Ava to his tar, Katie.
You mean the fire to his ash?
Well, we could do it that way too. Like that. Which one do you like better, the Ava to the tar or fire to his ash?
Right in.
Okay.
Let us know.
So we just saw.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
You can subscribe.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Well, I guess you technically can.
I guess.
We wouldn't know.
No, we wouldn't know. This is not our lifeblood or anything like that. This is funsies.
Yeah.
All right. So Avatar, Fire and Ash, directed by James Cameron, written by James Cameron, Rick Jaffa, and Amanda Silver, starring Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, and Sigourney Weaver. And I'm going to also put props out. I think it's this other lady, Uana Chaplin, who played the main bad lady.
The Fire Lady.
What was it? Varang? Varang?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I want to mention her because, holy cow, I think she made the movie. But
yeah,
let's go ahead and start from the beginning. Maybe a little synopsis what it's about. And yeah.
So there are these people. And they live on this planet. I don't think we did. I mean, I feel like everybody knows what Avatar is.
Well, no, but I mean, like, okay, so you have a first and a second. So a third, what's going on? Like, I guess
this is the third movie.
Yes.
If you want to do a synopsis, go ahead. I feel like
we'll be here for 20 minutes. Well, let's just put it this way: the synopsis of this movie, just to kind of put it generally, if you have Avatar 1, Avatar 2, have a baby, it's this one.
Mm.
All right, let's put it that way. I feel like this movie is a mix of little bits of Avatar 1 and a mix of Avatar 2 parts. And they just put it out into another $1 billion movie.
Yeah. And I was wrong earlier this year when the trailers, probably the second trailer came out. I remember talking to you, Kate, and I was like, it's going to flop. This is the one. It's going to flop big time.
Right.
And, I mean, mainly, you know, not necessarily because it was, like, going to be a bad movie. I figured it was probably going to be about on par as the others. But just the way that the box office has been this last year, I just assumed.
Yeah.
But boy, was I wrong.
And
I think it might have already been $1 billion at this point.
Yeah, I would have to look that up.
This is New Year's Eve right now.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, and I even saw the trailers. I was kind of like, oh gosh, I don't know. I liked Avatar 2, but really another one? And I know there's five, right?
Two more.
There's got two more, so it's like, holy moly. But I was mistaken. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. If you didn't take it too seriously, there was a lot of, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. I was thinking about during the movie. It kind of cut from story to story, but without completing some parts to certain stories of certain characters.
Okay.
And I do feel like the fight scene kind of just ended and then got more climatic and then ended. There are some parts you could tell that I just didn't feel like were really well written or just kind of rushed.
To me, it felt more like episodes of a TV show a lot, where it would kind of seem like it, you know, it had like story beats and then it kind of gets to like a good stopping point more or less. And it's
right.
Like, I could totally see this being like, I think it's like 3.5 hours. So, you know,
yeah, like two television episodes or something.
No. I'm thinking like 30 minute long episodes, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's where I was kind of at, but yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it's similar to the others in the sense that you go in there and it's like a spectacle and you just kind of sit back and enjoy yourself and there's nothing that's like riveting or, I mean, aside from like the visual effects and whatnot. But
yeah,
speaking
exactly.
of the visual effects, we saw it at our local Cinemark XD 3D and they have the frame rate. It looked like it was like 45 frames per second. And oh my god, does that feel just god awful? Like,
yeah,
it feels like you're watching a video game or a soap opera, and it took me out of the movie so many times because it was really odd. There were some scenes where it didn't seem like it mattered, whether maybe it was just that, you know, it was very still, like dialogue options, but then there were some scenes where there was movement and it literally looked like it was a different frame rate than other parts of the movie.
Agreed.
And I'm not sure if that's just the overall, you know, vibe of the movie or if just this particular run that we saw it tonight, but it's really off-putting. Like, it's the type of thing where I don't know, movie files that go to somebody's house and then they see it that their TV has that like the fast vision or whatever, and it's like disorienting, like mm-hmm. that's what the entire movie was like for 3.5 hours.
I felt the same way.
I really didn't like that. It took me out of it over and over and over again.
Yeah, and I like how you said that about the frame rate there, because you were right. There were some scenes where I was like, oh, I didn't even notice about being 3D. But I think it was the big fast scenes, like the flying, the waves, the water, a lot of the fighting, a lot of the fast action. You saw it at what you're describing very, very clearly.
Yeah.
And it does take you away from the movie because you're kind of like, that was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. At the very beginning, because they opened up right to that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I actually remember even looking at you. I'm like, oh, no.
You're like, oh, God.
I was like, oh, God.
Why does it look like shit?
No. What are we watching for three and a half more hours to go?
The 3D was actually pretty good, though. It was enjoyable for me.
But supposedly that's how we're supposed to see it, according to James Cameron, I guess. I do not recommend the 3D.
Praise be to Cameron.
Yeah, praise be. But I don't recommend 3D. I actually almost didn't see it because that's all we had was 3D options.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we saw it.
I would really like
to
know.
It's a fun movie.
I'm going to have to research to see if there's like the option to see it 3D without the 45 frames per second.
Oh, okay.
Or 48 frames per second or whatever it was. Because it was jarring and mm-hmm. just, it felt like, ugh.
It took away from the special effects because it made it look fake to me. It was almost like I was watching cartoon characters in some scenes. Like, they weren't moving right. They weren't doing some things right. You could tell it was all fake. Whereas I do remember the last Avatar when we didn't see it. We saw it at the theater and it wasn't in 3D.
Yeah.
It looked real.
Yeah, it looked great.
Yeah. But this one, and like I said, I think it's the, I thought it was a 3D, but I think you're right also. It could be like how
it definitely wasn't frames per second. Because I mean, think about it. They showed trailers before the movie. Some of those trailers were in 3D.
Right.
They were not like that. Like the Super Mario Brothers. And I actually, watching the Super Mario trailer in 3D, I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe when Reese and I go to see this, like, we'll do the 3D because this looked kind of fun.
Yeah.
And there was a couple other movies in the trailers, but boy, it was that frame rate.
Right, yeah. So just be careful if you're going to go see it. Still recommend seeing it at the same time. Maybe think about the 3D or...
think about how many people, they buy a TV and it has the fast motion enabled by default.
Yeah.
And they don't even care. No, they don't notice. They don't care. It doesn't bother them. I always kind of wonder, like, is there like a part of them that watches a movie and they're just like, huh, feels different than I remember it? Or if it's just complete obliviousness. I don't know.
Well, when we first met, mine was like that.
That's true.
If you remember, right? And your very first...
Within 10 minutes, I'm like, do you like how your TV is set up right now?
I think my words to you were at that time was, is there something wrong with it?
Can I change it, please?
And that's how we met, folks. Yeah. He changed my TV for me. And now he was able to come back to my house.
Exactly. We can watch movies at your place again, babe.
Yay, we can. I think, like, secret from experience, I guess, from having my TV like that, I honestly, maybe I just got used to it, just didn't notice.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's just how it is. Or I honestly don't think I really ever noticed until you really said something.
Because there was like the very first or second Hobbit movie that came out, and Peter Jackson released it in the 48 frames per second. And I remember everybody that saw it like that came out of the theater just complaining about it.
Yeah.
And yet here we are with Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
All I can guess, because James Cameron's a smart dude, all I can guess is that it just, the 3D effect looks better, and that's the sacrifice that they made, is that it looks better at the higher frame rate, and it just looks like soap opera instead, but whatever.
If we had a lot of money, I'd like to go back to the theater and watch it again, but not without 3D, just to see if that's, what's going on, you know?
But then again, what if it's just 48 frames per second in 2D? That would probably be worse in my mind.
Yeah.
Because at least, like, we have the glasses on. It's like, there's, like, this weird barrier. Mm-hmm. And I like how the vast majority of this episode is just about the frame rate.
But it's true, though, because it took away from the movie, a lot of it. But some parts I was able to look through that and still get involved with the story and all. But, But yeah, I agree though. It did take away from the story.
I feel like the whole movie though, it's a solid movie. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's nothing that's like groundbreaking aside from the visuals. It's like, hey, let's just watch a fun story for a little while and.
And it is a fun movie to see at the theater.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad we saw it at the theater. We were having a debate too about whether or not to watch our home theater, but I'm really glad we went to the movies to see it, to see the big projector, the big screen. It is fun to see in the theater, but it's not, again, there's nothing I would say like breathtaking or awe-inspiring. The dialogue was kind of basic. Like I said, the story to me kind of jumped a little bit. Some parts felt a little bit incomplete, a little bit not explained very well, but that's okay because it was just fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I enjoyed it, and I do want to give props to the lady that played the bad.
Yeah.
I guess they're like the fire Navi. Yeah. You know, and
they turned away from Awa. You know, yeah. The deity of the Pandora.
I guess they're like outcasts. So yeah. And in the story. The general guy comes back again.
Yeah, you know? Not the general. What was he? Colonel.
The colonel, yeah. And he comes back again.
Yeah.
Everyone's like...
And of course, they didn't... Never mind, I'm about to do a spoiler.
Well, I don't know if there's really a spoiler because they didn't do anything in the movie about it. So you had to be like, oh, there he is again.
Well, no,
and,
yeah.
Because they explained it in the second one. So I guess you had to really see the second one to understand this one.
It's funny, I actually, when I went out to grab the refill on the drink towards the beginning of the movie, I pulled up my phone to, like, get a couple recaps, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, how did Jake Sully, like, doesn't he have, like, a human body somewhere that he's, like, still tapped into?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, that was the end of the first one. But then I was like, how did his son die in the second one? Because I haven't seen it since it came out.
Yeah, yeah, and... I think with some movies, like some sequels, they kind of in the movie do a little bit of a recap. Like, I thought Avatar 2 did that very well in the very beginning, like, talked about how he became part of the Na'vi and how they had kids and all. They didn't really do that. They just jumped right into the story. You just had to kind of know where they were from the last one.
Yeah. Which, honestly, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, yeah, in some ways,
if
yeah.
If we had more time, we probably would have watched the first two movies before seeing this one again.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, the fire Na'vi, I guess they're like outcasts. They don't want anything to do with Awa. They kind of have their own thing. And they attack other Na'vi, is the vibe I got.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the leader was like this witch lady. And she was so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like she made the movie in a lot of ways.
Yeah, had she not been in it. And especially like that character and that actress.
Yes.
It would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, she was really fun to watch. Like, what is she going to do next? You know, you had no idea.
Those are fun characters. It's like Lalo from Lalo from Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
Yes, he made that series so good. Yeah. Oh, and he was wonderful in it, and you're like, what is he gonna do? You're actually kind of scared of him.
Yeah,
I felt kind of scared of this lady.
Yeah,
you know, she's a made up like Na'vi thing that I'm never gonna see. She was scary. Like, they had certain scenes where she knew she was being watched, I guess. Like, they had a scene where the colonel guy was talking
to
her,
he's going to meet her by himself, and he's got like a sniper that's you know,
yeah. Yeah, to take care of him, make sure, like, you know, if he to show that he means business. And, you know, the sniper's looking at her through, like, the little glass or the scope, thank you. And the way she looked, like, right at the scope, and she knew he was looking at her, I don't know, and that smile and that face, you kind of got chills. Yeah, she was awesome.
Do you remember, I think it was GoldenEye? The James Bond movie.
Oh, I never saw that. 90s. But
Well, there was this girl in it, and she had this whole shtick where you could tell that she was getting sexually excited anytime she would kill somebody.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like build up, and it was just a funny thing. I got very similar vibes from this character.
Oh yeah, no, you could tell she liked it when she killed somebody or went fire.
Yeah.
She's what's the word? I'm looking at pyromaniac or, you know, like definitely. When there's fire, you just saw the excitement.
Up, so, to speak.
So yeah, she was just pure evil. And And plus with her and also the colonel guy, they made it more interesting. They were good, yeah, bad people.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what a villain should be. Like, I think villains in movies, just someone you should just be like, ah, what are they going to do? Oh, my God, why are they just causing so much problems? Why?
And honestly, having, you know, the like, human boy, spider, or whatever. Uh-huh. I just said a boy, he's just, like, young man. But, yeah, like, having the play with, you know, his dad's the colonel, but his adopted dad is Jake. It's like, right, that's an interesting dynamic, and it's fun to watch and play, mm-hmm, out and see how it works.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I liked all the characters. But at the same time, the story, though, it was still a good story, but to me it just was like, oh, we'll just take parts from Avatar 1 and parts from Avatar 2 and make it into Avatar 3.
So. All right, Kate, what would you give this? 0 to,
oh,
five
goodness,
stars.
I've been thinking. I'm giving it a 4.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3, one for each D that it gave.
Well, I actually thought about doing 3, but I'm like, no, because there are times where I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I really, yeah, got into the story. So, and I really thought it was a fun movie to see at the theater. So, yeah, 4 all the way for me.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Till next time.
Oh, and also, we, ooh, should say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To 2026, may the movies be plentiful and good.
Yeah.